First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
All right. It was my grandfather, my father's father, Thomas Thurston,
mm-hmm.
who came here when, I guess he came in about 1907. Daddy was 9 years old, I think. And he brought his wife and his two little boys, and they stayed till he died here, and my dad died here, and I guess I will too, although I've lived away for about 20 years at the time that I've been on Earth.
Mm-hmm. What different places did you live in?
Oh, in those 10 years, well, it was wartime, so moved around some. Kansas, Mississippi, and then after the war, we lived in Bryan, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Second child was born there. And then we moved to Santa Rita, New Mexico. Where did we go after that? Came back here for a while. Then went down to Alice, Texas. And back here.
Mm-hmm.
That covers it.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Fort Sill before Bob went overseas. We were at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
My mother came down here from Albuquerque and met Daddy here.
Mm-hmm.
She was about 18 or 19. Her sister, older sister, had married and was World War I time then.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother-in-law, mother's brother-in-law, and her sister were here, stationed here. And so mother and her younger sister decided to come down to El Paso. And that's how they met and married, stayed
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. Do you know much about your parents' education?
Yes, they didn't have much. Mother only went through the ninth grade, I think,
mm-hmm.
and stopped to help her mother. Her father had died when she was four of that terrible, well, it wasn't the flu epidemic, it was TB,
oh.
they called galloping mm-hmm. consumption. He died at 32.
And
there were three little girls, and my grandmother, he was Swedish, and my grandmother had come from Sweden. But she stayed. I guess she didn't have the money to go back.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed in Albuquerque. You can imagine 1890,
mm-hmm.
Indians roaming the streets, dirt streets. Just a long time ago, she stayed and raised the children, and then married when they were just about adults.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was why mother and her sister came down here. Their mother had married, and they didn't like their stepsister. So they decided to come down here. Oh, well.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And your father, his education?
My father's education? He went through El Paso High and had one more year after that. There was a junior college at that time, I
mm-hmm.
think, that
mm-hmm.
he attended.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was the beginning of it, because
mm-hmm.
he had one more year and did not go any farther.
Mm.
He was self-taught as an artist.
Uh-huh.
And he had taken one correspondence course in commercial art because his father told him he didn't want him to go into art. His mother, my dad's mother, was an artist, which was fine for a woman,
mm-hmm.
my grandfather's eye. But he said, there's no money in art.
Mm.
You know, you have to make a living.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why Dad took commercial art, because he wanted to. He drew for the Tatler in
mm-hmm.
high school. He was the art
yeah.
editor, and then he wrote also. He was the editor in his senior year. And he did a lot of cartoons. He did
mm.
take a cartoon drawing course, but other than that, he just began painting and learned from painting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.